It is May the 30th. This is Michael Vaughn in Toronto with Brian Acker of Acker Findlay. And, well, Brian, at the end of each month, all us unit holders get very excited to look over your shoulder and see how the performance of our funds has done and to see what your thoughts are about the monthly rebalancing. Now, May was a pretty lousy month in the markets. Let's talk about the Canada focus first. The index had a down month. How did the fund do?
Yeah, this is up till last night, obviously, and obviously we have the results up to today, being a trading day, but the TSX was down actually 2.75% for the month of May. As I said previously, we're going through a cup, but our Canada focused way outperformed the TSX. We're only down 85 beeps, the selected, so big outperformance there.
Well, it's been such a run in the Canadian markets. What's this telling you? I mean, is the good times aren't over, I hope, but it's going to get tougher?
I think it's going to get real tough in the Canadian market. You know, I was just looking at Globe Fund. In the last 2 years of our select Canada focus, we're up nearly 60% in 2 years. So,
yeah.
Look, everything's done well. Income trusts, banks, to metals, to oils. You couldn't get a perfect environment for Canada, but I think all the valuations across the board, maybe Canada becomes the U.S. in terms of not too much in terms of rates of return, but you have to trade your way through Canada in order to make a rate of return in the next 2 to 5 years.
No, you got to stay agile. That's why I'm glad you do it every month. But I guess what you're telling me is that after this run, there's not so much cheap stuff out there anymore.
Unless you look at the Fallen Angels, the Scots, the Nortels, and the Celesticas, there is nothing. The cupboard is bare in terms of what's out there, in terms of cheap sectors. So
what do you do when your discipline tells you that?
Well, what we try to do is look for the cheapest stuff at all. And I think what will happen is the Canadian market is wonderfully inefficient in terms of recognizing either value going up or down. So I suspect the process, the discipline process that we have in the Canada focus will be like that of the U.S., and if you will, it will be churning away individual stocks in and out, getting gains, providing our unit holders with quarterly capital gains in terms of distributions. But
not staying in one place long.
But I think a buy and hold approach in Canadian market, which has served investors well, is going to be a tough way to make money in this market.
Okay, well, let's talk about a more efficient market, the much larger market in the U.S. And the S&P this month has been clobbered.
It's down certainly 2.15. We're down 5.3 on Friday. And if I were to point to one sector, it'd be oils.
You lost on oils.
Lost on oils.
I mean, that doesn't, you know, stand to reason. Oil's about $71. You think oil would be
It's amazing.
Home run.
We had a correction in commodities and stock prices. Oil stuck down about $68, and they just hammered those oils. And so anyway, I mean, if true to form, tomorrow being the, or 2 days from now, in the monthly rebalance, it looks like we'll be buying more oil.
Because you got clobbered in oils, you're going to buy more.
Well, what's happening is, and again, just taking a look at the population, we're probably going to buy one or two more oils in our top 10, which will increase our weight 7 to maybe 10% oil. So we'll go from probably kind of mid-20s oil, maybe to 35% oil after this rebalance. I'm only guessing, of course. We'll see what the actual numbers are.
Well, you know, I'm with you on that. I mean, I don't know why sentiment is so bad on oil, and you look at the prices they're trading at today, but there has to be a reason.
We're just kind of scratching our heads. The U.S., the investors in the U.S. do not believe that these prices are going to remain here. So that's where the value is. I mean, coincidentally, I mean, the Americans are coming up here bidding up our shares to extreme highs, in which case we're only 12% oils out of market weight 30 here. but they
Exxon Mobil, they don't care about.
They don't care about whether that's political, whether you know they can't buy each other or whatever. Politics aside, but we're scratching our heads, and maybe this is a long-term secular thing that we're looking at, where finally they will get respect, but maybe it's going to be a year down the road.
New Treasury Secretary in the U.S. today. The American economy is steaming ahead. The president has the lowest ratings, you know, in recorded history. Is this a political move? Is this based at Bay Street? Is this Wall Street guy going to help the administration?
I think so. It's good to have a Wall Street guy in there.
Chairman of Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, Chairman of Goldman Sachs. But also, too, it's just head-scratching, and the economy is doing well. Americans vote with their pocketbook. There's no question about that. And I think the previous Secretary Snow has done not a very good job of talking about it. So obviously, congressional elections coming up this November.
This can't be the next Bob Rubin, you're saying.
Well, I'm not saying that, but I am saying that certainly there's got to be a better message out there if the Republicans are going to do any better come November.
Right. Interesting stuff. Always good to talk to you. See you next week.
Good to be here, Michael.